clever me, I went on holiday somewhere different. That season in Nigeria there was an oil war. Andrew and I hadn't known. The struggle was brief, confused, and scarcely reported. The British and Nigerian governments both deny to this day that it even took place. God knows they aren't the only ones who tried denial. I still wonder why it came into my head to accept a holiday in Nigeria. I wish I could claim it was the only tourist board freebie that arrived at the magazine that spring, but we had boxes full of them. Crates of unopened envelopes hemorrhaging sunscreen from ruptured sample sachets. I could have chosen Tuscany or Belize. The former Soviet states were big that season. But no. The cussed streak in me, the one that made me launch Nixie instead of joining some tamer glossy, the one that made me start an affair with Lawrence instead of mending my fences with Andrew, that enduring outward-bound streak gave me an adolescent thrill when a package landed on my desk emblazoned with the question, "For your holiday this year, why not try Nigeria?" Some wag on my editorial staff had scrawled under this, in black chunky marker, the obvious response. But I was intrigued, and I opened the package. Out fell two open-ended airline tickets and a hotel reservation. It was as simple as turning up at the airport with a bikini. Andrew came with me, against his better judgment. The Foreign Office were advising against travel to some parts of Nigeria, but we didn't think that included ours. He took some time convincing, but I reminded him that we'd taken our honeymoon in Cuba, and parts of that place were horrific. Andrew gave in. Looking back on it now, I suppose he thought he had no choice if he wanted to keep me. The tourist board that sent the freebies noted that Ibino Beach was an adventurous destination. Actually, at the time we went, it was a cataclysm with borders. To the north there was a malarial jungle, and to the west a wide brown river delta. The river was iridescent with oil. It was, I now know, bloated with the corpses of oil workers. To the south was the Atlantic Ocean. On that southern edge I met a girl who was not my magazine's target reader. Little Bee had fled southeast on bleeding feet from what had once been her village and was shortly to become an oil field.